The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel. For those who sought the child's life are dead." He rose, took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. When he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there. Because he had been warned in a dream, he departed for the region of Galilee. He went and dwelt in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. "He shall be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord. About 5 years ago, it was year 2014, in the summer, I got in a plane and traveled about 3,000 miles to celebrate a diamond jubilee. Now, the diamond jubilee could either be 60 or 75. So I celebrated a mass for this couple that was celebrating their 60th anniversary. Afterward, after traveling quite a few miles, they actually invited me to have dinner with them. And I accepted the dinner. And we were having a nice conversation, glass of wine, some hors d'oeuvres, and just having a good time. And just out of the blue, one of them, I think it was the woman, said, "You know, we've never had any serious problems in 60 years. I wonder how many couples could say, we never had any serious problems in 60 years. Pretty rare. And this family, they're a pretty big family, have 9 children, 39 grandchildren, and one of their children is actually a priest. And that priest is speaking to you right now, okay? Hopefully you understand my cryptic way of preaching to you. But it's true that there was never any serious problem. If you were to say that today, that would be almost impossible because of the state of the dysfunctional family. But let me tell you the reason why. Not that they're perfect, not that they didn't have problems. But the principal reason is this. Is that they put God first. They put God first. My father died 3 years ago. Most of you probably know that. They put God first. And if you'd ask my mom who is the one she loves most, she would say God, and then my husband, and then my kids. If you were to have asked my father, who do you love most? Well, God, then my wife, and then my kids. They would say that even without thinking. How many families could say that they never miss Mass ever in their life? That's pretty rare. My mom and dad could say that. And it's not like California. I grew up in ways where the weather was really tough, where there were blizzards, there were storms. It'd be 10 degrees below zero. This is called the East Coast. Aside from now and then an earthquake in California, this is the best weather in the country, right? That's why we're here, right? So my purpose is not to canonize my parents or our family, but my purpose is this. I'm going to give you some building blocks by means as of an acrostic. Being a teacher, I like to preach by means of acrostics or acronyms. But I'm going to ask all of you here, because we only have a few days before we end the year 2019. New Year's is on Wednesday, if my mathematics is not failing me, right? Okay, this is what we should all do as a proposal for New Year. Are you listening?
Yes.
Okay. Every day next year, everyone in the family, every day you're going to try to do something concrete to make your family better. Every day. Okay? I'm going to repeat that if you didn't hear me. Okay? Every day, okay, teenagers, moms, dads, old people, young people, tall people, small people, thin people, fat people, doesn't matter, okay? Every one of us, every day, you're going to try to do something to make someone in your family happy and to make your family better. Amen? Okay, so now I'm going to give you the building blocks. I think one of the problems, and I'm not going to be contradicting myself, one of the problems is we try to make our family better horizontally and not vertically. That's a problem. What does that mean? That's a theological concept you never heard before. Horizontally means we try to help out everyone on a human level, which is good. But we should start on the vertical level. So my acrostic is going to be the seven M's. The seven M's to really have the best family year in 2020. Amen? Okay, number one. Number one, as soon as you get up, moms, dads, children, doesn't matter how old you are, the first thing you're going to do when you get up, you're going to talk to God. Amen? First thing you do, talk to God. And make your morning consecration to Mary. First thing I do in the morning, right away, I'm kind of groggy, I hear my alarm clock, I get up early. First thing I do is I groggily, I say, O Signora mia, O Madre mia, io mi fresco di tutto ti, in preven mi fili all'affetto. I say the consecration in Spanish because I know it better in Spanish than in English, okay? So that's my first prayer. Then I take my scapular, I kiss my scapular, I bless my forehead, I bless my eyes, I bless my nose, I bless my tongue three times because I'm a non-stop speaker, okay? Then I bless my heart. So all of you do the same thing. First thing you do in the morning, consecrate yourself to Mary. You do that, you got wind in your sails the rest of the day. Amen? Okay, second M is this. This is going to be a challenge, what I say to you. Is the most important human event every day should be, second M, mealtime. You hear me? Mealtime. You should all try to have a meal together every day. Why are you looking at me like that? Some of you are saying, Father, that's impossible. Baloney. Can be done. Baloney. Malarkey. It can be done. It's a matter of organizing yourself. Some family, okay, you have to eat at 4 o'clock. Others, like the Latinos, 8:30, okay? And, okay, also you start your meal time by praying. By praying. It used to be custom that all Catholic families would bless the meal. Nowadays, it's a lost habit that has to be rediscovered. If you do not know a prayer to bless your meal, say the Our Father. Be like the born-again Christians, you know, hold hands and say a spontaneous prayer. Learn the classical one. Come to me and I'll teach it to you in 90 seconds, okay? Blessed is the Lord and these are gifts. You should have that memorized. You know Spanish? Que Dios bendiga lo que caiga en la barriga. Okay, that's a short one, okay? I won't translate that because I'll scandalize you, okay? But a short prayer to start off. Then, okay, are you listening, teenagers? No phone, no radio, no tablet, no iPhone, no computer, no TV, no electronic devices at the table. Amen or oh me? Is that an amen or an oh me? Well, try to do it. Try to do it. What's more important? What's the more important, electronic device or a human person? I can't hear you. Okay, electronic device has relative value. A human person is worth more than the whole created universe. How on earth are you going to get to know your family if you don't have time to talk with them? Okay, good rock and roll classic, Harry Chapin, The Cat in the Cradle. Google it in. Okay? Scandalizing you because of my knowledge of rock and roll, okay? But you listen to that? Cat in the Cradle, Harry Chapin. Google it in. And pull out your handkerchief because it's a tearjerker. It's a tearjerker. Harry Chapin, The Cat in the Cradle. The essence is we don't have time for each other. We don't have time. We don't have time. We don't have time. But it's a misnomer. It's a misnomer because we got time for other activities. And after God, your family has to be number one after God. John Paul II, in his document Dia Domina, said, Sunday is the day of the Lord, then it's family day. JP2. It's the day of the Lord, but it's family day. And you know, I don't want to be disparaging or patronizing or looking down on anyone. But I have to say this, we might have to learn the art of dialogue in the family. Maybe we've never learned that yet. Maybe we've never learned that yet. It's not too late. In our family, that would be the prime time. Dad would come down from home from Wall Street, 6:15, and then we'd sit down at 6:20, and it wasn't long, half hour, we would talk. Stories, politics, the Yankees, I mean, things like that, no? We'd be talking about everything. And by that, we would bond together. So that might be a family proposal, is that this year, prime time is family time. Amen? It is an art. Dialogue is an art that we have to learn. But we have to learn it. Otherwise, the cat in the cradle, what's going to happen is this. Your children are going to leave home and you never really got to know your child. That's the essence of that song. And then it's a vicious circle that's going to be repeated to the next generation. Great song. It was in the 70s. He was a prophet for the year 2020. Okay, the meal time. Next M is this. Meditate upon the Word of God. Amen? Meditate upon the Word of God. spend some time reading the Word of God. But read, think, apply. So it's eyes, heart, and feet. Okay? You got that? I've given you a little Ignatian meditation method. Eyes, read. Heart, go into your heart. Feet, put into practice. Amen? Next M is this. Here's another New Year's proposal. Daily Mass. Daily Mass. Try to go to Mass every day when you can. One of the best things you can do for your family is this. When I celebrated my 25th anniversary already 8 years ago, got a lot of gifts. One Mass in Spanish, another one in English, 1,000 people this, 1,000 people here. I know a lot of people. My favorite gift was a little piece of paper. I opened it up and said, for your 25 years, I offer 25 Masses for you. Love, Mom. Amen? Love, Mom. And she could have sent me a check. She's got money. She could have. She could have sent me maybe a Yankee hat. I mean, we could have done that too, right? She could have sent me maybe a Shakespearean anthology. Could have done that too. But the fact that she offered 25 Masses so that I can work to save souls, amen. So the best thing you can do for your family is to pray for your family and to offer Masses for your family, amen. People come to me with family problems and tears. Father, what do I do? What do I do? My family is falling apart. What do I do? You want my advice? Yes, Father. Go to Mass. How often? Every day for a year. Well, you asked me. You asked me. I told you, no? Go to Mass every day for a year, and you're going to see your family is going to be radically changed even before that. Amen? Okay, we've arrived at the fifth M. I'm going to be testing you afterward. I'm a teacher, okay? Fifth M is this. Be merciful. When someone makes a mistake in your family, forgive. Amen? Be merciful. Some of you like poetry. How about Alexander Pope? Great Catholic English poet. What does Alexander Pope teach us? Try to memorize this one-liner. To err is human, to forgive is divine. Amen? That's Alexander Pope. He wasn't a pope, but he was a Catholic writer. To err is human, to forgive is divine. And forgive right away. If you don't, resentment builds up in the family, and there's anger and bitterness and rancor, then you don't talk with each other. Be merciful as your Heavenly Father is. Can't hear you. What? Hey, it's the greatest virtue. If we want to receive mercy, we got to give mercy. Amen? Two more M's. The sixth M is this. Be a missionary. You're called to be a missionary. You try to help other families to love God. Amen? Do all you can to help other families. First work on your own family. Then go out to the whole world and try to fortify other families. John Paul II says the basic building block of society is the family. John Paul II says the way the family go is where the society goes. You history scholar, all the great civilizations fell apart. Why? Because the family fell apart. The Greek, the Roman, the Egyptian, they fell apart because the family fell apart. The American society is in danger of falling apart because the family is dysfunctional as a whole. But we're going to change that, right? This next year is going to be the best year of your family. I'm going to be praying for that. Amen? And seventh, of course, what am I going to say? Mary. Love Mary. Pray to Mary. Say the rosary to Mary. Consecrate your family to Mary. So if you do that, my friends, my prayer for you in this Mass today is that the year 2020 is going to be the best year in your family life. Amen.